France blitzed into Mali in January with airstrikes and 4,000 ground troops to push back a southern offensive by Al-Qaeda affiliates still active in the Sahel-Sahara region. That's not something you'll see the United States doing in the region anytime soon, despite the recent targeting and killing of Americans at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi and a natural gas facility in Ain Manas. President Barack Obama said in May that America will not be opening new fronts in the war on terror.
And while we are vigilant for signs that these groups may pose a transnational threat, most are focused on operating in the countries and regions where they are based. And that means we'll face more localized threats like what we saw in Benghazi or the BP oil facility in Algeria, in which local operatives, perhaps in loose affiliation with regional networks, launch periodic attacks against Western diplomats, companies, and other soft targets, or resort to kidnapping and other criminal enterprises to fund their operations.
U.S. military engagement in Africa centers on training missions, like this one in Senegal in 2013. An American-trained army captain overthrew Mali's government in March 2012. The U.S. had poured millions of dollars into Mali's army to help it fight the terrorists, who then took over the north after the coup. International Crisis Group West Africa Director Gilles Yabi says training African troops is a good idea. But the crisis in Mali offers some lessons.
You can't just train a core or nucleus of soldiers within the armed forces to be very competent in counterterrorism while not addressing the fact that the army as a whole is dysfunctional.
Coordinated double suicide attacks in northern Niger that killed at least 26 people in May have been some of the worst regional fallout incidents from the French-led intervention in Mali. Countries in the region are bracing for more. Retired Senegalese military police colonel and former defense attaché to Mali, Djibril Ba.
The Sahel-Sahara zone is very vast and not very populated. It is difficult to operate and fight in the desert. Security forces must depend on locals who are infiltrated by militants. There are lots of potential sanctuaries for militants. Locals need to be patriotic enough to help us identify them, track them, and arrest them. This is not conventional warfare, and our security forces need to be trained how to do it.
This year, the U.S. opened its second drone base in Africa, at the heart of the Sahel in Niger. Yabi says aerial surveillance is useful, but countries in the region cannot rely on American drones.
Drones are expensive, and the country that owns them will ultimately use them for its interest. Drones should not be a substitute for countries in the region learning to work together to control their borders and work with local communities who are really the best source of surveillance and information.
The U.S. State Department is now offering a total of $23 million in rewards for information leading to the capture of Nigerian extremist leader Abubakar Shekau and four other top militants in the region. Anne Luck, VOA News, Dakar.